I see Will finally cleared his desk on Friday after a week of being off the show. Grey had decided that he wasn't going to clear his desk on his last day. He was going to take an extra week to clear his desk. I popped in the weekend to pick some stuff up, and you've never seen a desk left so haphazardly in all your life. Still bits and bobs of his there, which he will argue that they're there to assist Rachel. In other words, tap that he didn't want, he's left.
But there was still stuff on his desk in his kind of, you know, now pile, which was still from the breakfast show when he used to produce Sarah on there, and before that Zoe Ball. And these things were still in with, you know, what was supposed to be day-to-day stuff now.
He's actually, he's day one at his new television job, Grayed. Do you think he's listening?
I don't know, I actually spoke to him before to ask him a question.
Yeah.
And I said, was he out on location? But I think he's doing office jobs today, you know.
Shall I call him?
Directorial role. You can try him now. I don't think he will be listening. He's probably far too busy.
Do you think?
Yeah, well.
Well, he should be listening to the show, though, shouldn't he?
Well, he should be, you know, keeping a track on what's going on in the cutting edge of youth culture.
Is that what he does now?
Yeah. We keep him young.
Dave, Will was never young, as well you know. Right, let's see. Easy listening to the show.
Will. Hello.
Will, it's Chris Moyles. You're live on the air. Don't swear.
Hello.
Are you listening to the show?
No.
No?
No.
Right. How is the job going, Will?
Going very well, thank you, yes.
Are you in a position to talk? Are you in a high-powered television meeting?
No, I can talk.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Well, I'm sat in my new luxurious desk, and I'm looking out across Soho.
Do you have an office?
No, just a desk.
Right. It sounds like a hive of activity in that office currently.
Very, very busy here.
are you allowed to listen to the radio, or...?
I haven't actually asked yet. There's a TV, there's no radio, though.
Right, great. So that's how loyal you are.
Well, no, I will bring one in. I can bring one in tomorrow with headphones and things.
All right, obviously you wouldn't want to share our drivel with the rest of your new TV friends.
Absolutely.
Right. But you think it's going okay?
Yes, I'm very pleased so far.
Right, do you not want to come back yet?
Not today, no.
Don't feel as though you've made a mistake.
No, not at the moment, no.
Mate, I'm telling you, we're going places.
Tell you, straight to the
where,
top.
For goodness sake.
Brighton, in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to be there anyway.
Oh, are you? Oh, well, the stuff you then. Well, no, I just wanted to ring and wish you good luck, because it's day one today of your new job.
Exactly, well, it's very kind of you to say so. Thank you very much.
You see, so doesn't want to talk to
I know,
you.
He's just trying to palm you off with
so
these
doesn't
lukewarm
want to
excuses.
Talk. Yeah.
Have you nothing to tell you.
Have you started work on the Chris and Comedy Dave Christmas special live from Lapland on BBC One Christmas Eve?
It's my first priority. I have a big meeting tomorrow about it.
He's so good at droppers, like a lead balloon.
You see, all this stuff over the years about us being great mates and superb friends, and now it's like we don't even exist.
You do exist. You're beautiful people, and I'm loving your work.
Okay. So, can you give us an insight into what you're working on, or is it all top secret?
In fact, it's all top secret now, because I've stepped outside of the care of the BBC. I'm working outside there now, so I can't tell you anything that's going on here.
Winton's Wonderland?
Huh?
Winton's Wonderland, are you working on that?
No, that's not one of ours.
The Dermot O'Leary New Year special?
No.
Right, okay.
No, I'm very much focused on the career of the two upcoming TV stars. Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hooray! Listen, don't forget, breast implants is a great idea for late night TV.
No, I'm thinking very much along the lines of Opportunity Knockers myself.
Opportunity Knockers and Battle Nips, the TV version.
Yes.
Battle Nips is mine, by
Live
the way.
TV will buy that in seconds.
I was hoping for a slightly larger bidder for that, but yeah, no, I mean, all those ideas are in my head, and obviously you'll be the first person I call if they ever see the light of day.
Excellent. Well, Men and Motors, here we come. All right, talk to you later.
All right, then. See
Bye.
You later.
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, we're on the fast track to TV superstardom now. You know, now that we know people on the inside.
So not interested in us. Now that he's a big TV star, he really couldn't give a monkey's about us, could he?
Not really.
Right. He'll be back before the end of the year with his tail between his legs. Yeah. This is the last time.